This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The details behind the Diddy indictment. Taylor Swift's stalkers. Jerry Lee trying to kill Elvis. Disgraceland dives into the dark side of entertainment every Tuesday. Follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice.
You have a very nice day at work.
Alice at 97.3.
Okay, let's start with a game. Just a little game. Just a mini, teeny, weeny, weeny.
I'm ready.
So one
let's
question
do this.
Game. Oh, my goodness, yes. We are rocking the game. According to a former Guns N' Roses manager, what percentage of Guns N' Roses' income goes to Axl Rose? So once everything's paid and all the fees and all the stuff and everybody's taking their chunk, what percentage of the profits go to Axl Rose?
There are a few people from that camp that have talked through the years. I've not heard this one, but I've heard some great stories. What percentage goes to Axl? I'm going to say 50%.
I'll say 40.
Was this a concert or?
No, just like just the money
business.
That comes in for Axl Rose.
The money that comes
in for Guns N' Roses.
I've heard of them.
Oh, boy.
10%.
Yeah, it's 50%. Vinny hit it on the nose and gets 2 points to start today's game off.
I have heard stories about the manager saying, each person in that band, I could not talk. He said, there's only one guy in that band that I could talk business with. Axl was off whining and doing his Axl thing the whole... You couldn't bring anything up with that guy. Slash was busy doing Slash things.
Oh.
And Steven, the drummer, was...
A heroin addict.
Serious, yes. Had a real right. problem. And Izzy Stradlin was the only guy that the management could actually talk to. Can you get Axl to come out and play a show, please?
What about Duff McKagan? Was he available?
Duff was drunk.
Yeah. So he got better later. But...
They kicked Izzy out, too. Like, actually, I mean, I guess when someone's going, hey, you guys, get it together. We're trying to run a business here. The party guys are like, somebody get rid of that guy. Somebody fire that guy. This guy's name is Alan Niven. And he says that it's Axl Rose. He collects 50% of all of Guns N' Roses' income. If it makes it past everybody else, he's the one who gets half of it. Alan managed the band from 86 to 91. Those were big years. Those were when Appetite for Destruction came out. He was fired by Axl against the wishes of the other bandmates.
This is the guy.
Yeah, Alan Niven. That's him.
That's the original guy.
Alan said, so he was on some GNR-themed podcast called Appetite for Distortion. Mm. And he said, it's a control thing with Axl. 50%, okay? That, to me, is anathema. He is not Guns N' Roses. Okay. They were five individuals. It was a chemistry.
He's right about that.
I will say,
the voice of the band is always going to be the voice of the band.
Slash is a big part of it.
The former bass player, this is so in the weeds, but there was a bass player for Metallica who's no longer with the band. His name's Jason. Actually, we had him on our show, and he's used to live over in, like, I think Walnut Creek. Anyway, he was saying, when we went on tour with Guns N' Roses, we happily opened for them because we knew the show starts at 8. We went on at 8.
Yes.
And we would do our show, and then it didn't matter how long it took Axl to be coaxed out of his dressing room.
Right.
They could go, and he said they would go on anywhere from 30 to 3 hours late. And the Metallica was done and showered and doing whatever.
Back on the bus.
They do.
Right.
But that's what was happening after they would finish.
Yeah. I mean, it does seem like now that they've sort of regrouped and have and are touring, is that and he's, you know, a guy who's in his 60s and he's like, okay, we need to be a little more flush. I need a little bit more money here. Let's concentrate. And
I saw them at whatever
called
it.
How was that?
It was excellent.
It's Pac Bell Park, but whatever it is now.
Right.
It's not Oracle. It is Oracle.
Oracle now. It was excellent. They played all the hits. They
everything
sounded incredible. Axl still looks a little weird, but it's also looked weird in the 90s when he was wearing like bicycle shorts and nothing else.
Yeah. His quote is on this Appetite for Distortion podcast. They were five individuals. It was a chemistry. It was a moment, but Axl wants to be in control of everything all the time. And look what that gets you. A boring solo record and an SE thing of punk covers. And that's it. That's, I guess, the spaghetti incident. And 08's Chinese Democracy.
Mm-hmm.
You get the one without Slash and Duff and Izzy.
The guy also said, Guns N' Roses for a few years there. This is the bass player from... They had teeth. They were the real deal.
Mm-hmm.
But they lost it, like most bands do.
Yeah.
Through all their success, they lost it.
Well, and it does suck because they were... I remember when that record came out, it kind of like reorged my feelings about, I loved every song on that record. I couldn't get enough of that record. It was the 80s, kids. It was about 10 years before you were born, Bob. Post Malone.
Posty.
Posty's putting out another country album is what it looks like. You know, what was Ed Sheeran saying? I don't want to just step lightly into country. Once you go country, you never go back. Something like
or
that.
Or something.
Yeah, something like that. Post Malone's foray into country music may not be a one and done. He had a massively successful album in the last year called F1 Trillion. And I think the country world welcomed him. Like, we don't care. We don't like Beyonce too much, but we don't care about you. Come on in. You look like you're living the country lifestyle.
Well, let's be honest. He is white.
That is true. He is looking to capitalize on that success once more. In an interview with Billboard before his Coachella set, he admitted that he's made two more trips to Nashville for his new project and that they've already put together maybe the 35 songs. He probably said it like this because he sings like a goat, which is good. I like his singing voice. Changes.
One of the things I believe to be true about songwriting, and I heard this from the Dylan movie, if you remember this, but it's the guy, Ed Norton, whoever he's playing.
Pete Seeger.
He's talking to Dylan about not going electric. Please don't. And he's trying to say to him, a guitar, an acoustic guitar, and good lyrics tell the whole story. You don't need all that other stuff. And while I believe that's true, any good song can be broken down to an acoustic guitar and a singer, for sure.
I completely concur.
So I thought that was a good point, and I believe that's probably true. A good songwriter write songs.
However, well, whatever the song is like, if you can still pull it off with just a guitar and a voice, then I think that the basic structure, the bones it needs are there.
Yeah, Wright can show up with all his grinding sounds and his... Keep going. I wanted to hear that.
Cringecore, man. It's a thing, turns out. I don't know. But he does layer on some pretty harmonies. I'm always like, oh, vocally, this is very nice. Yes, your hand is up.
I have a question.
What is it?
You know, the other day when I asked you about that brand of music, you called it EDM is electronic dance music, right?
Yes.
So does your boy, when he's performing, dance?
He does. He sort of jumps around the stage from the videos that I've seen of this. But the crowd he had some decent sized crowds. I was like, oh, that looks like a legit
And they're
thing.
Going crazy.
They're going crazy.
And they're all dancing.
And yeah, I mean, nothing choreographed. Ooh. I know. It was kind of cool. I was like, oh, look at that.
That's that. You made that.
Yeah.
Cringecore.
It's
a thing.
That's his, yeah. That's what he does. Anyway, Posty goes on as he's getting interviewed before his set at Coachella, and he's talking about having put together like 35 songs. He said about working with his buddies, Ernest, Hardy, and Thomas Rhett. We just have fun. We just sit and talk and make songs. And so I'm pretty excited for this new record already. The new album is called F1 Quadrillion.
That's a joke.
That's a
Give her a drum hit.
It's a joke. Thank you. Post, you look at me though like it was real.
Well, I was like, wait a minute. What's going on here?
He's going out on tour with Jelly Roll. This is the big ass stadium tour that the two of them are doing together.
Okay.
It's literally called that. And in all the press materials, they've crossed out. They either go A blank blank or in parentheses, but. But I feel like, you know, big ass, whatever. So the tour starts April 29th in Salt Lake City, ends on July 1st in San Francisco.
All right.
Oh, that's going to be a big show.
Then after they do then after that, they head out on the big ass world tour. So first the big ass stadium tour, that's us, and then the big ass world tour, which starts August 8th in Romania and then September 14th in Lisbon, Portugal. Jelly is... There's a couple things about Jelly Roll here that I'll give you. First one is he is down almost 200 pounds. However, he started at 540 pounds.
Mm.
So he says, I started at 540 pounds. I'm down to 357 pounds this morning, baby.
What's up, donkey?
Jelly then flexed a little bit for the crowd. I guess he was doing a Pat McAfee show. He did a primetime special.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
And he's talking about the weight that he's lost. Pat was asking him about that. Jelly flexed a little for the crowd that was there, and they went wild. It was a good moment. Jelly said, I'm going to lose another 100 pounds and go skydiving with my wife in Sweden. Apparently, the weight limit for skydiving is 250 pounds.
Mm.
Well,
good,
know.
Heath. There's other reasons to do that, but if that's his inspiration, that's
right.
Great.
Like when I get to that level, I will...
A good friend of the show, I should say, his name's Michael Franti, and he's done our events many times,
yep.
And he's done our secret shows and more. And now he's living in Bali, and I only see his posts, but he was posting that he's getting ready for his summer tour.
Oh.
And he's...
Oh, I hope he comes through. It'd be so great.
I'm sure he will. But he takes it seriously, and he exercises big time for it. He says, I got to be able to do this on the treadmill while singing in order to be able to go out and do. And I like that someone takes that seriously and
yes.
Isn't just all, well, what I do is I get ripped and then I walk out there and cross my fingers and hope for the best.
Right. Well, that does work for some people.
It's
but
not the way to build
people,
a core audience. That's for sure.
Well, it's definitely for the best to be able to know that no matter what you're doing on stage with your body, you can still have the breath support to sing your songs. That was one of the things Taylor Swift was saying. Like,
yeah.
She was like, I do the whole set while I'm running on the treadmill and singing the songs. Which is, and by the way, and I think, I can't be the only person who's noticed this, especially some of her older songs, she does not leave any space to take breaths. Like, there's a few songs that we play. If you try singing along with them or you try doing them at karaoke, you're just like, oh, what am I going to get to take a breath? So quick.
And that's a
you
flex
belong with
for
me
a singer.
It's just maybe she's layering it back and forth as she records it. And I don't know how she does it when she performs it. But You Belong With Me, I think, is a good example of that. It's just always, always there's some music coming out of her mouth. And there's very few places where, because even if there's a place to take a good deep breath, you need a few of those places when you're singing at that rate. Whatever. Maybe I'm the only one who noticed it. Other singers, 800-400-3697. Jelly can't wait till he hits that mark because I guess he says that the video of him skydiving with Bunny XO will be gold.
Okay.
He's not wrong. He is doing a thing on American Idol. It's the first ever artist in residence. So he's like in the back. He's helping people. He's like a consultant for the contestants. And he says that Hollywood Week is even crazier than you see on TV. And I always liked Hollywood Week when I was watching it because they've got a bunch of people. Hollywood Week is they have all these things to do. They got to come up with a set of people and they got to perform a thing together. And then they get eliminated and then they get it down to three groups and they cut two of the groups. Like the whole group of people is gone. So if you see someone that sucks in your group, you have to go, oh, crap. I'm in one of those groups that's going to get cut.
Oh, no.
Yeah. So he says it's crazy. There's always fights and emotional breakdowns. And Jelly says...
Oh, like, what do you mean? What do they do? Like, put bars of soap in a pillowcase and beat the bad singer so they have to leave the group?
That must be it. Yeah. So Jelly says it's all the craziness that you see on the TV. It's even worse. He says Hollywood Week is even more chaotic than what you see on TV. The camera, it can't catch all the chaos. I love it because it reminds me of the music business. And real, it's real. They're not hazing these kids. This is stuff that happens in our business all the time. Things like staying up late all night, collaborating with people you never met before, learning a new song at the last minute. All these things. You'll be asked to do them if you're in the music business. So Jelly is just preparing all these contestants for their future lives.
I always whole learning songs like right before you're about to walk out there. That I know artists are really intuitive and they pick up things fairly easy, but to do it in front of an audience without having run through
it. They forget
400
lyrics.
Times.
They get hugely penalized when they forget lyrics. And it's so rough. You know, you've been practicing the song, but a lot of times they've just learned because there's only certain songs they can do. They have choice. You have to choose between these songs because these are the ones we've paid the license to show on our show.
Money.
So they've got to learn these songs. They got to remember the lyrics. And there's actually like bad moments where someone totally forgets the lyrics. And they're all la 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 la. Crap. I'm in the bad group. By the way, American Idol now has Carrie Underwood, Luke Bryan, and Jelly Roll. Is Lionel Richie the other judge? I don't know who all the judges are now. But we're full country at this point. They should just move the filming to Nashville. Okay, Vince, I'm out of time. What you got coming up?
Well, we'll talk about San Francisco's Sunset Dunes and more after these.
Blah, blah, blah.
Get up!
Wake up!
With Sarah and Vinny.
Legit, yeah.
Alice at 97.3.
Ayo, 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 ayo. That's a good song. Dallas, good one, right? Alice in 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's Morning Show. Check out the Alice 97.3 Instagram. You'll see all the pics from the show and get links to our personal profiles.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by the Sarah and Vinny Full Show Podcast.
Oh.
It's our whole show whenever you want to listen to it.
Sweet.
Check out our Full Show Podcast on the free Odyssey app today. Or wherever you get podcasts.
Wherever, but also Odyssey.
And you can DM Maddie.
Yeah.
If you want to know a list of places you might get podcasts other than the Odyssey app.
No, he only knows about Odyssey.
Just go to the Odyssey app.
Yeah, let's stick with Odyssey.
Stay with the Odyssey app.
You got something you use all the time, it's there too.
Odyssey. You can listen to us live. It's all there for you on the Odyssey. And it's free. It's like the free app where you get all that stuff.
Oh. That sounds really good.
Doesn't it?
Yeah. Besides being tax day, it's also National Laundry Day. I don't know what they expect to have happen on Laundry Day.
It is my laundry day.
My laundry day is Monday. Mm. Did all my laundry yesterday.
I usually do mine on the weekend at some point, but I have to duck in between the girls doing their thing.
Oh. So you don't do the family's laundry all together?
I do
separate.
All mine separate, and then I do all the joint stuff like towels, which we do go through. Ho, 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 ho. Do we go through towels? Mm. Between me at the beach and the girls in the hot tub.
Right.
Hot tubbing. Get ready.
Oh, I cannot wait.
We'll see pictures today, right?
Yeah, we'll see.
Don't.
I don't know. I mean,
you
I'll
know
see how I
what
in my,
we'll
in
see
my bathing
brings
suit.
Up in me. You know this. You've heard this story. My dad was
don't
always,
feel like it's a no.
Dad, can you take me to the skate park this weekend? Yeah, we'll see. Dad, can we go to Disneyland this weekend? Yeah, we'll see. We'll see. We'll see. Let's see how things go. That meant no.
Yeah.
So don't we'll see me.
We'll see.
I'm scarred from what? No, don't.
We'll see. I'll try.
The weather's perfect today. It's going to be a little.
I know. Little, I was actually looking out the window thinking.
This is what you want.
Yeah, I think this might
don't
be a
we'll
hot tub
see.
Day.
Do it.
Come on. Run right home and do it.
All right. Pictures for Instagram coming soon, everyone.
It just depends. There's still some work going on, so sometimes there's dudes around.
Wear that really cool light blue shirt.
I heard the people
loved it.
I'm not going to wear that.
I've been hearing about it ever since I got back.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Vinny can't stop thinking about it. He's in love with me. I keep telling you. God.
San Francisco's Sunset Dunes draws thousands of visitors amid continued controversy. So the people who live around the park don't seem to like it and didn't vote for it. They're the ones affected by this new park.
Yeah,
while
it's right there
all
in their
the
backyard.
People who are looking for something to do are like, it is is great.
Because you said they kept the road, so they've restriped it for like running and or biking?
There's
or?
Running and biking and skateboarding out there. There's I haven't been. I honestly, while I live in the Bay Area and have lived in the city, I don't live out there, and I'm not, you know, when we leave from where we're in downtown, we're not seeing this.
That's, that would be going all the way out to the beach.
A million streets that way.
Do we know, well, 7 miles, right? We're on this coast and it's the other coast. Do we know how many acres this park is?
Funny that you say that, because in my quest to report this story, I did think about the fact that while the locals there have to be going, we've got Golden Gate Park right here. We don't need it. Like, are you kidding? There's not enough parks here?
Right. Not to mention the beach itself is kind of like a park. It's like, it's one of the widest beaches I've ever been to. Like, you get there, you park your car, you walk down the little stairs, and you're like, wow, it's like 4 miles to get to the water from here.
San Francisco's newest park is already a popular spot, though, with people flocking to visit by the thousands on its grand opening weekend. They say 13,000 people were out there.
Was there anything special going on, or they were just like,
the grand opening. I mean, come and check it out. Yeah. Of course, it's very controversial for the locals there. No, free beach balls.
I don't know. I don't know what they're doing. You know, you got to make it exciting. You have a grand opening.
I just got back from down there. It's beautiful. San Francisco needed a spark, says a resident who lives in the Inner Sunset. Nowhere near the new park.
I thought some of the dunes there, too. They have all that, they have like plants that are holding the dunes together. They're not really supposed to walk on.
Well, they
part.
Always have that ice plant put on sandy, you know, sort of beach sides to hopefully keep
the sand
it
in
from
place.
Blowing away. Right. So I know that. I haven't seen what they've done out there, but often it's that ice plant.
Mm.
They put it everywhere on the coast. And it spreads, you know, that's one of those things.
And
where
it holds the sand there and keeps it from getting blown into a dune behind itself.
After the fires that we had that went through Big Basin and that Waddell area, which is a place I often go, they had to replant all that ice plant because it was, and it's important. It's an important thing that keeps the sand in place. So I'm sure that's what they're using, something like that. They're saying here the kids loved it. It was fabulous. It's wonderful and for walking and peaceful. Meanwhile, again, the residents don't like it. But what I was thinking is, with Golden Gate Park right there, it is as it's kind of a hard sell. So I looked up. Where did
it
go?
Is it really far south of Golden Gate Park? Like, it's right. Is it by the zoo? It's right by the zoo.
It's
isn't
right by
it?
The zoo.
Okay.
I looked up the parks, the biggest parks in America. City parks, I should say. So, like, Griffith Park in L.A. is 4,210 acres.
Okay. And that's mostly, it's like a whole mountain right there in the middle with the observatory on the top.
Right. Forest Park in St. Louis, Missouri.
It's enormous.
Is 1,300 acres.
It's very, there's a zoo in that park.
Central Park. I don't have the actual acres, but it's on the list of the biggest city parks. Guess what's not on the list?
Golden Gate Park.
Golden Gate Park is only 1,017 acres.
Oh.
So it's considerably smaller than even the smallest one on the list, which was at like 1,200 or something like that.
Central Park is smaller than Golden Gate Park.
It is.
Central Park, they say here it's 843 acres.
Mm. Well, then we should be on that list. What gives?
Yeah.
Anyway, so, you know.
So it's...
It's open. 13,000 people.
1,300 acres is how big our new Sunset Dunes is.
No.
What did you say?
I didn't say Sunset Dunes qualifies at all on that park list. What I was trying to say is we've got one of the bigger parks in a big city in the United States, and I looked it up. What are the biggest parks? And we weren't on the list. And then you tell me, you know, go.
It's about 50 acres. It's small.
Wait. Oh, Sunset Dunes.
Sunset Dunes in San Francisco is about 50 acres. The park opened April 12th, transforms 2 miles of the 2 miles of the highway, though, into a surfside park. That's, Slope Boulevard to Lincoln Way.
Part of that highway closes a lot because of the wind blowing sand all over the road. It used to happen
a lot. Close a lot, yeah. So maybe they're like, why maintain it? Let's just use it for...
Let's party.
Yeah, people love it.
There's a mathematical formula for a truly joyful day.
Oh.
Well, let's not bring up math if we're trying to have a truly joyful day, if you ask me.
If it's simple math, that can feel good.
The best day ever equals 6 hours with family, 2 hours with friends, 1.5 hours of extra socializing.
Wow, it's all about being with people. It's like an all-day party.
Well, we are social beings. I mean, that is...
Still, a little downtime.
2 hours of exercise, 1 hour of eating and drinking.
I hate this day.
You do?
This is not my day. Where's the nap?
Be fit, fun, and available. Let's see. Is there any nap time? They say only one hour of screen time.
Oh. Well, a perfect day. A happy perfect day. Maybe you don't have any screen time.
What's ideal for you? You made that all.
I mean, like, does that include TV?
All of it.
Oh, yeah. I need lots of screen time.
You do?
In the evening. Yeah, that's what I do to relax. I watch TV.
At night?
Yeah.
What time? So you get home.
Yeah.
You play with Fred.
Take Fred out.
Uh-huh.
I teach online, so I just spend a couple hours online doing stuff for school. I like to take a 20-minute nap, no more, no less, because if you take too much, you can't sleep at night.
Believe me.
And you get a little cranky, too.
You learn the hard way. You take that long nap, and then you go, I'm up in the middle of the night by myself.
Right. And in the afternoon, I have to do prep for this show, which is an hour or so. And
okay.
Then make dinner, eat dinner, and then chill in front of the TV.
And that's the next step after dinner around 6 o'clock.
Oh, I'm doing it while I'm watching dinner. I live in a loft, so the TV's right there.
It's right there. Just have it on, crank it up.
Yeah.
You throwing a ball for Fred there in the house.
Oh, yeah. Actually, that's exactly what we did last night. I was telling her I was binging Game of Thrones.
You sit there and throw.
You haven't finished that yet?
No. I like to rewatch stuff. It's a comfort show.
Okay, I was going to say.
It's one of my,
if you're not going to like the ending.
Anxiety and stuff, I know it helps me.
To watch last season. It's so good.
I've watched them a million times. That's why it's a comfort show.
So you live in a pretty good sized place, cement floors. So the dog must slide along on those and slam
I've
into
got
the
carpets.
Wall.
No, I've got carpets down and all stuff. Right. And he
likes it. He's just like, sure, keep throwing it and I'll bring it back. So he's a good fetcher.
Nah, he's good at fetching. He's not so good at giving the ball back. Oh. You know,
But he wants you to grab it. He puts it up there where you can get it. You get your hand on it and it's gross. And then he wants you to shake it.
You got to kind of ignore him. And then he spits it.
He'll
eventually
drop it.
Spits it out. Right. All right. You know, it's time to game.
Yeah.
It we got to game.
Yeah. It's
time. Sarah told me.
Yeah. And actually, I got a little bit of a setup here because I was reading this thing. You know, our friend Scott Capurro, longtime friend of the show, he goes on Gutfeld a lot, which is a show on Fox. It's on the Fox News channel.
Uh-huh.
And I just thought this was an interesting concept for a game. So I thought we'd try our own. There's a new game show that this Gutfeld guy, Greg Gutfeld, is going to be hosting where they took people right after Donald Trump was inaugurated. They sequestered the people who were going to play the game. So they've been
hiding from the news and everything else.
So they don't know. And that's the whole thing is they were sequestered and it was observable that they did not know. And it's called, the name of the show is What Did I Miss? Where he's going to take on these four people who've been in isolation.
Are you sure they're not faking this?
They could be. I mean,
I think it sounds like they're faking it. Oh, I don't want to ruin our game, but I'm just saying.
No, that's our game.
Who can check out a life for 3 months for the Gutfeld show?
Yeah.
So, I don't know. He'll take four people who've been in isolation since the inauguration, January 20th, and then he presents them with headlines. Some will be real and some will be fake, and the contestants have to decide which is which. So I thought... And it's going to be, cool, it's a cool concept.
I hate that guy. I hate Gutfeld, but that's kind of cool.
Well, there's a lot of things to hate in this story. For certain people, other people are like, oh my God, that's the best. So the show is going to air May 12th, 13th, and 14th. And I thought to myself, I've definitely been ignoring certain news headlines, but let's see. I'm going to just give you the headline. And you guys tell me if it's a real headline and it's happened since, not even January 20th, just in 2025 or not, okay? And where there's no, it's only yes or no, real or fake. So you guys can all guess. Here we go. Scientists grew a miniature brain with eyeballs in a lab in Switzerland. Scientists grew a miniature brain with eyeballs in a lab in Switzerland.
No.
No.
I'll go yes.
Yes is the correct answer.
Oh my goodness.
That is real. A guy married his AI chatbot in a virtual ceremony streamed on Twitch.
Oops, sorry.
No, it's quite all right.
True.
A guy married his AI chatbot in a virtual ceremony streamed on Twitch.
I'll go false.
It is false. So now Bob and Vinny are tied because Vinny got 2 points earlier for knowing the exact percentage on a Axl Rose story.
What am I even doing here?
Yeah, you're not putting any points on the board, that's for sure. Here we go. Third story. McDonald's launched a scented candle collection, including pickle and sesame seed bun.
I don't think so, but they should.
No.
I'll say yes.
Everyone's, you two say no, and Maddie says yes. Yes, Maddie's on the board. That is real. And yes, there's a ketchup one too. A Southwest pilot was caught on a hot mic complaining that Taylor Swift has, quote, too many feelings. A Southwest pilot was caught on a hot mic complaining that Taylor Swift has too many feelings.
No.
I'm going false. That would have made it across my desk.
Then I will say yes.
I'm sorry, but false is the correct answer. You're on, though. You have one. The Eiffel Tower was shut down for a day because someone tried to base jump off the tip wearing a squirrel suit and a beret. The Eiffel Tower was shut down for a day. Someone was like,
I'm saying no.
Base jump off
I
that.
Like it. Yes.
So Vinny says yes. Maddie says no. What do you say, Bob?
I'll go yes.
Yes is the correct answer. That's real. A Florida woman.
Two of you now. Two of you. Giving me the face.
It's 4-4-1, Maddie.
Yikes.
A Florida woman tried to rob a bank using a live raccoon and a handwritten note on a Taco Bell napkin. A Florida woman tried to rob a bank using a live raccoon and a handwritten note on a Taco Bell napkin.
I think I met that lady one time.
So you're a yes then?
I'm a yes.
I want it to be true so bad, yes.
I'll go false.
It is fake. Sorry, guys.
Oh, fudge.
Florida's definitely thinking about it, though. A zoo in Poland taught parrots to curse in 5 languages and then regretted it. A zoo in Poland taught parrots to curse in 5 languages and then regretted it. Who said yes? You guys are saying true in there?
Mm-hmm.
And you're saying false?
I haven't gotten to an answer yet, but there's... Okay, I'm going to say no.
Sorry, that is a real one. Maddie gets a point. Bob is at 6-4-2. And finally, Ryan Gosling says he's taking a break from acting to open a chain of corn-themed bistros called Colonel Crush.
No.
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 That is true.
No!
No, no. It's you are correct. It is true that that is fake.
Wait, what?
Sorry, I said that wrong. You guys all got points for that one. It is fake. That's a fake one. The score is Bob with 7 points, Vinny with 5 points, and Maddie with 3. Congratulations, Bob! You are the winner.
I don't like this.
Like, because you sucked at it.
Play my song.
What's my name? My name is Bob. Woo! Yeah, right.
Oh. Someone like, yeah, right, gets a little
shout
out.
Yeah, I like it.
Oops. All right, thank you for playing, you guys. That was a fun one.
That was a great game.
Yeah, it was a good one. Goodbye. Be sure to listen to Jane's show. She's got more of these Outside Lands tickets that everyone's clamoring for. 3-day passes. Tomorrow is Hope Day. Enjoy the day. Hopefully, maybe it'll clear up later. I don't know. Maybe it's only cloudy in downtown. Is that possible?
Maybe you could summarize the show and send us off with a message.
Oh.
Some kind of good tiding, good bidding.
Yeah,
good
some.
The message is make your own cavatappi. Cavatelli? Well,
Cavatelli?
It's Cavatelli, but what is what?
I don't know. That was like the message. That's what I'm taking away from them.
I'm definitely thinking
having pasta for dinner tonight. That's what I'm thinking
you're
about.
You're still thinking about that since 6 a.m.
Yeah, plus your brother cooking it.
Oh,
does he have a little apron on?
Thank you.
Okay, goodbye.
All right.
Hello.
Listen, think about this.
You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
I love it.
Alice at 97.3.